pissed off very quickly. There were other massacres in Vietnam, other that the communists committed that, to me, were in some ways much worse, and not mentioned at all.
Could you say something about, you mentioned this the list of assassinated village officials and this sort of thing, how, although the subject's touched upon in the series, they don't really emphasize in such a way to drive the message home.
That's right. Well, the treatment of atrocities or killings or bloody handedness by the North Vietnamese of the Viet Cong was always handled in a kind of neutral Olympian fashion. We had an American field advisor, for example, would say that, the line about the landmines and blowing up vehicles, people being killed. And while he was talking, we looked at what looked like an automobile junkyard. These were the buses and the ambulances that had been blown up. Well, you make this point that the Viet Cong had blown up buses, but it's done in such a bland way. Then cut to a South Vietnamese soldier who's got a Viet Cong or someone on the ground pouring water into his mouth, trying to force him to talk. Well, those two are not equal. You can't simply talk away quickly and say, well, they committed atrocities. Wanted to keep the government workers out of the villages, therefore they assassinated them, and then cut to some scene where somebody really is being tortured and being mistreated. It's simply not a fair balance. It gives the semblance of being objective, but it isn't really.
Okay, we've covered a lot of the major points, and I appreciate your time, Douglas. They're going to take a few so-called cutaways, and we'll be done. Mr. O'Connor can bring the Mr. Sin. So, did you make films when you were in Vietnam? Didn't you say that your first job when you went there was to have audiovisual?
And in Israel stories. I didn't know it. You know, it was typical U.S. government. I worked widely in radio, in newspapering, cultural. One thing I didn't know anything about was motion pictures, and so they make me assistant. But Dave Shepard, who was the motion picture officer, said, there's no accident. I want a guy who didn't know anything about. So the worst type is to get a guy in here who knows, thinks he knows. I mean, Shepard was a Hollywood producer. I mean, he really knew.
I've been to him.
So I made all the, it was lots of fun sitting there, movie owners, and he'd come in and say, my God, you suffer from what we call falling in love with a shot. Here you've got, there's road building in the mountains, and you've got about 15 explosions of dynamite, you know, they're clearing the road. So over and over, he said, one is enough, two is enough, but you go on and on. I said, yeah, but it's so exciting.
That's
a typical amateur filmmaker's mistake. You fall in love with this. I had another one on B-52s taking off into the dawn from Guam, and they just go on. I could see that after, but it's such a great picture, you know.
Oh, I love it. Oh, jeez. Talking about
TV loves fires. That's a Peter Braestrup line. Yeah. Have you ever seen television in Vietnam? Program that we developed?
No, I haven't.
Oh, really? Well, good. I'm safe.
You were worried there for a minute.
Yeah, I'll make sure you see it.
Well, I don't, it doesn't exist anywhere in Berkeley, does
it? Well, I'll have it sent to you. Okay. I think Rock made another copy. Of course, he's
I'm supposed to get together with him. At, do you know about this? PBS wants to sell their film archive. Do you know about that? They called us.
Specifically related to the Vietnam project?
Yeah, well, the whole thing, the whole archive. Hmm. I mean, the original...
But the Vietnam stuff, not their whole archive.
Well, no, what the, you know, what
they... Nova, and all this other stuff.
Everything.
Oh, really?
But they went, it's the original visual track and a music and effects track and a narration track separate. It's all the films they bought in Hanoi. It's films, the clips they bought from the French.
No, they promised NEH they'd donate it to a center.
Well, they lost so much money on this, I think they're trying to recover.
I know, but they promised that they would donate this to a historical center.
They said, we have $2 million into this, and we were wondering if you'd put up $200,000 to buy it. Wax thinks they would sell it for $20,000. I tried to get the university...
He could probably get that. He's
Well, I tried to get the university to buy it, and I think it'd be more than that, but... You know, their argument was, we already have a film archive, it's in Los Angeles, and we want it here, and it isn't just a matter, it's not like print archive.
Content.